This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to a Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, spelled G-E-T-T-R, as well as on our Twitter feed, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And if you can't hear our show anywhere else, it's playing live right now on a stream at the Captain's America Third Watch. And then that stream continues to play. It's a loop all day long. It plays the same show, the most recent show, over and over all day long. Our podcast is over there too. And some other things you can take a look at. Meantime, here he is from California, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. And hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Let's say the pledge. You ready for it?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, the Republicans have sounded the alarm about sweeping immigration measures and the Democratic spending bill as the House vote comes close. And this is the one, of course, in the House of Representatives, which it's going to get passed probably by a party-line vote. Remember, Nancy keeps losing her majority. So she loses a seat here and a seat there. She's got, a three-seat majority now or something like that?
Well, I believe so. I think, Captain, it's so important that to point out that there is no mandate for the Democrats to pass this kind of sweeping legislation by any measure. Because of these razor-thin margins that exist, well, number one in the House, but in the Senate, of course, it's just barely there for sure. But I think one of the big problems on this bill that Republicans are sounding the alarm about has to do with the inclusion of the idea of amnesty for illegal aliens that would have been present in the country before 2010. So again, this is another part of these bills that that people need to hear about, because I don't think the country is on that path of that idea that somehow amnesty is going to be somehow on the table in a very big way right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Very much so. Agreed. Now the other thing is, a judge has halted the Chicago vaccine mandate deadline, sided with the police union. This is one of the cases where the police have won one of their challenges in the great city of Chicago, state of Illinois. This might be a precedent for something coming in, say, New York or Seattle or maybe L.A.
Well, of course. And I think one of the things that the police officers or other, I mean, other first responders, firefighters. I think what they want is they want to be able to be heard about this. They want to be able to have this looked at in a court of law. They want to be able to make their case about it and then go from there. But especially if you have these deadlines that preclude the notion that you're going to have time to seek injunctive relief or go to the court and ask for relief in this, that's why I think this judge has granted that right now.
Okay, because, again, this might have a precedent with something else coming down the line. We'll just have to wait and see. You never know about these cases, do you?
Well, exactly right. And, again, if you come in and you make an argument, and especially if they begin to bring in, and, again, they're not rallying against the vaccine itself. I think they're rallying against the mandate.
That's right.
Yeah, and so that's why it's important for everybody to understand, because it's not that they're not saying don't take the vaccine because you'll grow a third arm or something like that. They're saying we've had COVID and we want to be able to make this choice. I think a lot of Americans, you know, Captain, how many millions and millions of Americans had COVID already?
And nobody's talking about the natural immunity.
Exactly right.
Nobody.
But there's been the studies in Israel, which Senator Rand Paul speaks about a lot. We're looking at the U.S. government simply saying, don't talk about the facts or don't talk about the science.
Right.
Really, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, and again, they can't make any profit that way, can they, some of these people?
Well, precisely.
I think that's what this is all about. This is about little Dr. Fauci making his share of the profit, and the Clintons and some of the other people we've heard. Oh, and the Pelosi's, of course, that have got money in the Pfizer company. I think that's what this is all about. I really do. It's all about the almighty buck. And never damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead. Never mind the people and what's actually going on with the folks that have had this thing where they've gotten the natural immunity and they don't need the shot.
Precisely. And what we're seeing, I think, is a lot of people wanting to be able to have that conversation. And they can't for the life of them figure out why the government, because, Captain, we could be beating this thing. We could have beaten this thing by now if we would have a lot of different ways of fighting it.
Yep. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. And by the way, when we come back, I'm going to tease what we're going to talk about next. Christmas 2021. Yep, Christmas 2021. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You've found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, thank you very much. It's Jeff from Sarasota. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. All you got to do is go over to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at all the different products they have there, and it will say the price is so-and-so and such with the promo code. Promo code is always going to be Captain. And remember, you can also go to the Radio Listener Specials logo. That's right there. Double-click on it. It opens up a page. You'll get at least 24 or more items over there that are marked even lower in price, and you'll be able to save more money. Again, promo code is CAPTAIN. Now, if you don't want to do your ordering on the Internet because you're afraid of maybe somebody might get your information, you can call them on the phone at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix here. Kyle, what is it that you ordered, and what are you thinking about getting again?
Well, Captain, I've got the MyPillow, and we ordered the Giza sheets just recently. We love them. They are very comfortable and just a really something. And I'm looking at the towel sets. Don't tell anybody. I'm looking at some of these things, like, for Christmas presents as well.
Yeah, well, that's
so
a good...
Don't say anything.
No, I won't. Nobody will know.
That's
but
right.
That's a good thing here, that you can certainly order your Christmas gifts over there. Know you're going to get them. All these products, by the way, are assembled in America. Most of it's made in America. Some of it isn't, but they bring it over here, and like the slippers, they bring it over here. And they complete the process, put in the furry stuff and all that stuff, and the bells and the jingles and the whistles and all that, make it look pretty. But it's all assembled finally here in America. And, of course, the pillows are made here. And the Giza sheets, he brings all the cotton and stuff over here and makes it all over here, too. And, Kyle, tell us about the sheets.
Well, you know, folks, the Giza sheets, they're incredibly soft. They come from the cotton that they get there in the Giza area of Egypt, and it's really all it's cracked up to be, I'll tell you this, because they're very soft and they're very comfortable, and they're really, really a good value. So, especially with the promo code CAPTAIN, you're getting them for a song, really, comparatively to if you had to buy them in the store.
Tremendous saving. You get it. You get it, and I would call below wholesale prices because now you know what the markup was at the retail level at the stores.
Precisely. But it's all there at MyPillow.com. He's taken all the stuff and put it right there, and it's all centralized, and you can't go wrong.
So Christmas 2021, the experts are all anticipating this to be the most expensive Christmas in decades as inflation and supply chain problems continue. Again, with MyPillow.com, you won't have that. So there you go. And the other thing is we heard yesterday, here comes the word fuel surcharge. FedEx is adding the fuel surcharge effective today to all of their shipments, and UPS is going to start soon.
That's exactly right. And I'm surprised that we're not seeing this, number one, sooner, but obviously we're going to continue to see this. This will be the trend, just like the fuel going up at the gas pumps. It's all interconnected in that sense. And so whether it is you're getting your Amazon deliveries, your FedEx deliveries, eventually all that is going to find its way in, and it's going to be more expensive. And FedEx, of course, has also been dealing with their own labor issues, rerouting hundreds of thousands of packages all the time. You know, it costs a lot of money to do this kind of thing, and not just for the fuel, but also for their operations they've had to revamp.
Yeah, and they also do a lot of delivery for the post office. They fly a lot of packages around the country for the post office. That's part of what they do, them and UPS both.
Right, precisely.
Now, Democratic voters say that they have no confidence in Joe Biden's electability in 2024 and want someone else. There's a major Democratic poll that came out and said that exactly.
And that someone else is not going to be Kamala Harris.
Nope.
It's not even close. I think that, you know, her polls, her poll ratings seem to continue to go down, obviously. She does not instill confidence. Unfortunately, and because again, we're talking about the president and the vice president of the United States. If anything, they should be able to instill confidence somehow, some way. No matter, even if you're Jimmy Carter, I mean, you want people to say, well, okay, at least you know, he can you know, be reasonable about this or that. But Biden Harris don't seem to be able to instill any kind of confidence. So who they'll want to go to? Well, we don't know yet. There'll be many who will want to take up that gauntlet or that mantle, as it were. But I think, Captain, as we head towards 2022, and if what happens, if it happens the way that we see it happening, at least at this point in the development heading to that election, it may not matter who they run in 2024 because people want a real change, and it's not because they want to be able to spend money on stuff and get value for it. They want to be able to buy gas and put it in their car and go to work, and they want to be able to buy groceries. I mean, this isn't rocket science at this point. People have had enough.
And if you people in Virginia think that Terry McAuliffe is the answer, he's not, because yesterday he brought race into the situation again. And this is what he said, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to tell you exactly what he said word for word. 50% of our students are students of color. 80% of the teachers are white. So what I'm going to do for you will be the first state in America, if you go teach in Virginia for 5 years in a high-demand area, that could be geographic, it could be, of course, work. We will pay your room, your board, your tuition, any college, any university, any HBCU here in Virginia.
Very interesting. Well, again, seemingly beginning to try to play a race card again or to
it
bring that in.
It definitely was.
Yes, and it's very unfortunate because, you know, I think what the general debate about schools is, and by the way, there are those now saying, well, if you talk about parental rights and things like that, that's somehow a racist dog whistle or this kind of stuff. No, it's that parents want to be involved in what their kids are being taught. And the kids, whether they're white kids, so-called, or whether they're black or Hispanic or whatever ethnicity or race you want to talk about, we're talking about teaching kids, and we got to teach the kids American history. We have to teach them math and science, and they've got to learn together. But this constant division of people is going to be our downfall. I hate to say it, but you got people who say, who think to themselves, hey, I can really create some chaos by creating racial division. And it's a shame, and it's abominable.
And for our friends in Alaska, this is for you. We talked about you a little bit last night when we saw this forecast. But by now, most Alaskans, Kyle, are bracing for a record 12 feet of snow. That's 144 inches in 2 days. And we're talking to the people that are listening to us in the Anchorage area.
Yes, this is a really, really big time. I mean, I can't imagine that much snow in one particular time. I mean, I've loved to visit the snow and this kind of thing, but this is really something.
I've been in 10 feet in a weekend twice in my lifetime up there off the lee shore of Lake Ontario when I was up there in the fire department in Oswego, twice 10 feet, and it was just an unbelievable circumstance.
I can imagine. I can imagine. And of course, with that much snow, we're talking about weight on roofs, on, you know, buildings and things, and people getting literally snowed in, people that, you know, could have a real problem with that. I know Alaskans are ready for this. I mean, they understand how to deal with these kinds of things, but that's a lot of snow in anybody's book.
My fire department, actually, I was the person that organized a snowmobile rescue unit that we had. Our medical equipment, we had a little sleigh that we pulled behind us if we had to put somebody on that to bring them down off of wherever they were at, to get them down to where they could be picked up by the road or something like that. We had a snowmobile rescue unit. We were the first ones in New York State to do that.
Wow. That's incredibly, that's really cool. I mean, to be able to actually accomplish that. That's
good. Yeah, it didn't work in New York City, but it worked fine in the mountains up there.
Well, I can imagine. I can imagine. But, yeah, so Alaskans are bracing for this and for good reason.
Yeah. Now, folks, we are going to be talking about a lot of other things here. Of course, there are other stories to refer to here. You know, Biden inflation continues, and 65% of Americans say the economy is poor. Only 30% think any kind of improvement is coming. Of course, the rapidly rising prices and worsening shortages of slowed manufacturing in October. Where are we going to go from there? And oh, by the way, yeah, in Virginia, we still got people that are watching right now those unattended ballot drop boxes to make sure nobody messes with them.
And they have to. This is the world we live in now. And certainly all eyes are going to be on Virginia. I mean, of course, we're watching the races in New York City and so forth as well. But all eyes, this is the bellwether. This is all the marbles, I think, for where we're heading from here.
All right. Hold that thought. Kyle Warren and I will be right back with more right after this short break. It's a 3-minute break. All our breaks are 3 minutes, with the exception of the news breaks at the top of the hour. We will be right back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin said he won't support the $1.75 trillion social safety net expansion bill until there is greater clarity about the impact it will have on the country's national debt and the economy.
I will not support a bill that is this consequential without thoroughly understanding the impact that it will have on our national debt, our economy, and most importantly, all of our American people. Every elected representative needs to know what they are voting for and the impact it has, not only on their constituents, but the entire country.
Robert Durst was indicted Monday for murder and the death of his first wife, Kathy Durst, who disappeared nearly four decades ago. Durst, 78, was charged by a Westchester County grand jury in an indictment Monday with murder in the second degree, the office of New York's Westchester County District Attorney announced. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com. Or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, I played that a second time because we'll see Jeff from Sarasota today at Mission Barbecue. I'll be there for lunch from 11:30 to 1:30. Stop on by West Waters Avenue. We're always happy to see our listeners come in there and other people that we may or may not know, and enjoy a good time with some people that like to talk and just have a great old time. So you'll find friends there when you come in to Mission Barbecue West Waters in Tampa at the north end of the airport, right off the Veterans Expressway. So, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor has been a part of my general health package for going on well over 6 years, because I do take it because of the problems that I have with my left foot and my left ankle, with the swelling and the pain that I have associated also with my ankle and leg, and goes right up my knee and my hip and my back, which I've broken a couple times before, my shoulder, which I have arthritis in from a fracture I had there, and also my left wrist that I've broken a couple times. So there you go. Now, because of the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it definitely takes care of the body's natural response to inflammation and will reduce the swelling that you have, too. It also will lower or even eliminate the pain that you've got with whatever the problems you have. It's done it for me. It'll do it for you by going right to the source of the pain. Now, it's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product with some ingredients in it that are good for you and good for your body. Also supports a healthy response, and it helps to support healthy joints and muscles as well. Now, it costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. You get that by going to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the $19.95 three-week quick start. All you got to do
Just lose a little pain. This is a way to do it. It's worked for me. It'll work for you, too. All right, Kyle Ward, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, going back to where we were at here, talking about some different things and the situation that we're presented with, you know, the Virginia governor's race is all about where America goes as a country, in my opinion. What do you think?
I think that's exactly correct. I think this is going to be the bellwether. This is the first opportunity people really have now, the first real opportunity to make a real statement. And I think that the gubernatorial candidate, Glenn Youngkin, had talked about the fact that he hears from people all around the country that says that the things that he's talking about that they're looking at in Virginia right now and discussing, especially when it comes to education, is what parents all over the country are talking about. And this has really become a microcosm now of what the Biden administration has done through its action and also through its inaction to make everybody's lives miserable throughout the country. I am not trying to laugh, but it just seems that that's what's happened with the shortages, with the Afghanistan pullout, with the Bidenflation happening right before our very eyes every single day. It goes on, and people in Virginia, even Democrats, are saying, I've had it. This is enough. I don't want this anymore, and I think they want to send a real message.
Well, here's something that's good for us, bad for Biden. The decline of COVID in the cases and all of that sort of stuff that we're hearing, that we're seeing, the statistics aren't lying. They're showing us that COVID is dropping, getting lower and lower all the time, is good news for America. But it's bad news for Biden, who keeps doubling down. Oh, we've got this problem. Oh, we got that problem. Oh, you got to do this. You got to do that. And then the thing that we just heard yesterday, you and I talked about during the break, we're hearing from an Alabama lawmaker that he's hearing from some of the contract workers that work for the government that the Biden administration may not be far away from requiring families of federal contract workers to be vaccinated.
Yeah, and that's really a form of mission creep, basically.
Yeah.
Federal contract workers have to have a vaccine. Well, now their families do. But wait a minute, do they go to school? Do they interact with anybody? Well, if they're interacting with people who aren't vaccinated, you're not going to have that federal contract anymore. I mean, it's a way of...
Extortion.
Right. It's a way of getting around this idea that you can mandate everyone in the country has to go do it. And he'll hide behind this notion that as president, I can mandate for people who work for the federal government, et cetera, et cetera. But that's starting to take it way out of context.
Now, we did get a report here about 45 or 50 minutes ago that the Reverend Jesse Jackson has taken a fall, and he was taken to the hospital after striking his head, and he's at a District of Columbia University Hospital. Do you know any more about that?
Yes, we know that Jesse Jackson, he was hospitalized. He was meeting with student protesters at Howard University in Washington, D.C. on Monday. He fell and hit his head. He's 80 years old, as many of our listeners might recall. He was at a town meeting there, but he evidently was taken to an area hospital there where he had a CT scan, and everything seems to have been fine, according to the reports. We our best wishes go out to Jesse Jackson for a quick recovery. He also suffers from Parkinson's disease and was hospitalized twice in this year alone as a result of that.
Now, I don't know what the particulars are about this, but I'm just going to read the headline. And it's a black principal, a fairly good-looking lady. She says, here's what the story says. A suspended New York State principal has pulled in $606,000 during her paid leave.
Interesting.
We're in the wrong business.
Right, exactly.
Who's worth that kind of money?
Well, good question.
In the education business.
Well, you know, they always talk about, you know, if we pay teachers, well, we pay rock stars. You know,
this is an administrator, not a teacher. But my God, it tells you that this administrator is getting. I think that somebody's getting paid way, way too much.
Right. Well, obviously, if it's completely out of the ballpark or out of context, it's definitely worth looking at. And generally speaking, and I remember great teachers that I had. And I know everybody out there can remember a great teacher who inspired them. So many teachers want to be able to do that. But now, these days, Captain, they've gotten so trapped into the political landscape. And it just works to the advantage of those who are trying to sow chaos. Those who say, oh, we want to have this big spending bill because we're going to make America this or that. We're going to finally fix all this stuff and we'll have the socialist government or whatever. They don't really care about helping people. They care about getting power. And part of that is to sow this kind of dissension and chaos so that they can create whatever it is they want to create. But, you know, smart people, they push back against that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got an interesting story. Remember back on October the 2nd when the U.S. Navy reported a submarine, one of our nuclear Seawolf-class nuclear-powered attack submarines, the USS Connecticut, collided with an unidentified object?
Right. Oh, yes, yes.
They now know what that was.
What was that?
It ran aground on an undersea mountain that was not previously charted.
It's very interesting.
Actually ran aground on an undersea mountain. And they had to come to a full stop and then back off it very carefully. But that's what they hit.
That is a really unbelievable. Yeah, because you would think that, you know, the ocean has been mapped in that sense.
Sure.
But, it's still pretty mysterious.
And I thought they obviously hit another sub.
Right.
But nope, this is what we're being told. And let's see here. The Seventh Fleet confirmed that the investigation determined the USS Connecticut grounded on an uncharted seamount while operating in international waters in the Indo-Pacific region. And it left a lot to imagination, the way they described it, that it would, maybe it was another submarine that was tailing it or whatnot, because they do have them out there, the Chinese.
Exactly. That's exactly right. But this natural occurrence, I guess, but definitely will be on the charts from now on. You can imagine, you can bet your bottom dollar on that.
Yeah, and you would have thought that that you would have seen it on sonar or radar or something.
Right, right. So I wonder, I mean, I don't know if it's volcanic activity. Who knows? It's something that built up over time. Yeah.
Might be, but they were in an area that they don't frequently go into a lot. I guess they were sneaking around looking for the bad guys.
Right.
All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, going to take another look at the highway and byway report for the America's truckers out there, so don't go anywhere. We got plenty more coming back. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe. And keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Don and Don, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And you can find out more about them by going to the website, cowboylogic.us, cowboylogic.us. Now, here's the deal, folks, okay? We're going to send something out there to Trucker Mark and all his buddies over there at Schaefer Trucking and Crete Trucking as well, out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Now, they've got, 1,000 drivers or thereabouts, and Trucker Mark is one of their senior drivers and trainers, and he said, everybody will like this one, trust me. So, okay, I'm trusting you there, Trucker Mark. Mark, here we go. Okay, Kyle, you're going to love this one too, I think, but some people might not, but here we go.
You big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place, singing, we will rock you. We will rock you. Buddy, you're a young man, hard man, shouting in the street, you're gonna take on the world someday. You got blood on your face, you big disgrace, waving your banner all over the place. You're right.
Kyle. I think we woke all the drivers up now.
I hope so.
That's Queen.
That's right. Yeah, Queen and, of course, the late Freddie Mercury. Freddie Mercury was a force of nature. There's just no doubt about it. And also, he was purported to have a 4-octave voice, which is incredibly rare. And, boy, he could sing.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, I'm going to turn you loose in the weather. Take it away.
All right, folks, out in the western part of the United States tonight, we are tracking the storms, the new storms that are going to be coming ashore in the Pacific Northwest, also Northern California. So from San Francisco on up to Seattle, Washington, coming up the 5 corridor there, you're definitely going to be encountering heavy rains in some cases, especially in the Northern California area by Wednesday or so. But steady rains as these storms come through in through Seattle and Portland, Richard the Marine Country in that area, Central Oregon coast, and then down through Medford, Eureka, all the way down to San Francisco. So please be very, very careful. Several inches of rain, of course, snow in the high elevations as well. Also, speaking of the high elevations, in the Denver area, we're winter weather advisory there. Denver going to be getting rain on Tuesday, but snow in the higher elevations and also in parts of northern Colorado. Freezing fog advisory tonight if you're coming across I-80 through Cheyenne, Wyoming, heading out towards Laramie. Definitely want to be careful with that. And then, of course, as you continue to travel up the I-25 corridor heading towards Wheatland, you've still got that freezing fog advisory going as well. In the southern part of California, we're not going to see the rain here in Southern California. In fact, Southern California, also parts of the Southwest, may be seeing a warm-up as we have some high pressure coming through here over the next few days or so. And even though we're starting off cold, it looks like November could be a little bit more on the warmer side for parts of the Rockies as well. So be careful out there tonight.
All right, and I want to start out first by saying hello to Fred in Sarasota. Just got your little message there, Fred. I'll have to do some checking. I don't know all the local schools around there, but I'll try to let you know here in a little bit here. But anyway, I want to take everybody to the upper part of the country, especially the northern part, the upper, what they call the Upper Peninsula, the UP of Michigan, where we've got snow tonight all across the lee shore of the lakes there, as well as Green Bay, Wisconsin is getting some snow tonight. And the Upper Peninsula, the lower part of Michigan, is getting some snow there, as well up north of Grand Rapids. And we've got quite an area of cold, just freezing cold temperatures tonight. Coming across I-70, Kansas City, running across to St. Louis, and then all the way across through Effingham to the Indiana line on I-70. That's number one. And then number two, in higher elevations, I-64 in particular, starting out in Kentucky and coming across all the way to Virginia. And then those are temperatures that are in the teens and the 20s tonight, so it's really cold in that area. And then you've got I-81 from West Virginia coming out of Kentucky into West Virginia, and then making a left-hand turn and going north of I-81. You've got cold temperatures all the way up through Harrisburg, up to Wilkes-Barre, Scranton. Those temperatures, the freezing temperatures, go across the higher elevations over into Connecticut and drop down through Jersey tonight. And the higher elevations of Jersey to the west, of course, of I-95. And then we've got some really cold temperatures tonight as you come down into the mountains of Georgia. And we're right now we're sitting here at 62 degrees. It's been that way for a while in Tampa. But to the north of us, up in the panhandle and whatnot, by morning, you're going to see temperatures in the 40s and 50s, certainly, like you did yesterday. We've got, I guess, one more night of this stuff, Kyle, and that's about it. So, in the meantime, tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow night when we start talking about what goes on in Virginia and elsewhere as we follow the election.
It's going to be a great night.
It sure is. All right, thanks, Kyle.
Take care.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And we're going to go right to the telephone line, and we're going to pick up Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We were just talking about the USS Connecticut, the Seawolf-class submarine, and what it hit. Did you hear that story yesterday?
I heard that it hit a sea, what is called a seamount.
Yeah, an underwater mountain that hadn't been charged or hadn't been charted.
Correct.
That's amazing how he could have all this stuff and all the equipment they got in the submarine. And, oh, well, we just launched one on the... And, by the way, they actually stopped. They came dead in their tracks because they landed on it, so to speak.
Yeah, that's what they say. I don't necessarily have to believe it, but that's what they say.
Well, I had a lot of people tell me they must have hit another sub, and... the same people, when I talked about that last night, when I got that information, they went, I don't know. They did this, what you do. Said, well, I don't know. I still think it was a submarine. Well, you know, I know right about that time the Chinese got all upset about something, remember?
Well, they're upset. I don't know. If they hit a seat now, why would the Chinese be mad? So I think, you know, we have a history of reasons why we should be skeptical of things that we are told.
Well, yeah, so, yeah, because we're not really...
Count me as one of those.
Well, we're not really going to be told the truth by the military at any time because we aren't supposed to know about some of this stuff. That's just the way it works.
Yeah, I mean, I get some of that, but,
But I just thought there was an interesting explanation. We're traveling along, we don't see a mountain, and all of a sudden we beach ourselves on the top of a mountain.
Right.
Oh, boy. Well, prepare yourself because I'm getting ready for pulling up the list here. When we get started, when we come back, we still got the blue flu, we got the red flu, we got the green flu, we got the flu going on in New York City, still got a bunch of fire stations closed and all that stuff. Plus, the big election starts today. And I want to ask you what you thought about Terry McAuliffe and his racial comments yesterday, trying to bring that back into the mix. So hold on. Here comes the music. And, folks, I'll be back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com right here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back right after the top of the hour news. And don't forget, this show is all about we the people. It's our country, and we are going to take it back this year, next year, and in 2024. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.